News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
There are over 3,500 people waiting for a drug or alcohol detox bed here in Ireland. That's according to HSE data released to investigative journalists at Noteworthy. 60% of those have been on a waiting list for at least 9 months. David in Wexford applied for a bed in September and he's been waiting ever since. He joins us now. David, just start by telling us about your history with addiction.
Well, my addiction started very young. I lived in Ireland until I was nearly 10 and we moved to England. I went from a school that had, say, 25 kids in the whole school to a school with 1,000 children in it. And it didn't go down well, let's just say. Now, the estate that I moved on to was very rough. It was full of a lot of alcoholic and drug addict parents. My parents themselves were drug users. I never got into drugs through my parents, but there was drugs everywhere on my estate. I started using drugs at probably the age of 12, and really I went through them all. You know, I started taking acid, LSD, I moved on to amphetamines, and I would use heroin every now and then to come down off the amphetamines after I'd been up for 4 or 5 days. And gradually the heroin taking became more and more, and I didn't actually get a habit until I was about 17. But yeah, basically I ended up with a heroin habit. In England, it's much easier to do a detox. And at the age of 26, I'd been on heroin at that point for probably 10 years. I went in and did my detox and then moved straight over here. And I managed to stay clean for 10 years.
So you were clean for 10 years, which was fantastic and a real achievement and something you must have been delighted about. Unfortunately, the economic crash happened and things changed.
Yeah, in 2008, the crash happened. I was a working archaeologist. Basically, work totally dried up. Also, around the same time, I developed testicular cancer and also the breakdown of the relationship of my wife, who I'd been with for 16 years. So it just all coincided, and I basically ran into the wrong person at the wrong time and became a heroin addict again.
How difficult have the last number of years been?
Very difficult, really, because you see, it's different this time round. Because when I was a heroin addict in England, I lent into the wind, as in I didn't particularly want to be off it. I liked taking drugs. Whereas this time, I got offered opiates because of the testicular cancer, and I knew what I was doing, and I took them, lots of them. Now, obviously, in the end, I had the testicle removed, and I moved straight on to heroin. But you see, the thing is, this time round, is my heart was never in it. I never wanted to be a smackhead. It was more of a means to an end for me at the time to deal with what was going on in my life.
You want to be clean. You want to get clean. How difficult is it to get the kind of services that you need?
Well, to get on methadone is pretty easy. But for me, I want to do not just the detox. I want to do the rehab. I need the rehab. I had a lot of childhood trauma. I never done a rehab before. Last time when I did it, I did a detox and I just left England. I moved my family over here because I can't just run away from Ireland. This time I need the bridge of the 3 months in rehab as well, you know, because the first 3 months is the hardest with the cravings. Sure. And that, I mean, I don't know if you realize, but taking heroin changes the neural pathways in your brain, the pleasure sensations. So basically, if anything bad happens in your life, your brain automatically tells you to take heroin. That's why the real work begins once you've done your detox.
And is it difficult to get that detox? Is it difficult to get the rehab that you're looking for?
I've been waiting since September. You know, I've been doing urine samples to prove, you know, I'm not using heroin. Look, I'll be honest with you, things have got bad for me. I've sort of given up on life at the moment, living in this limbo. I have trouble getting out of bed in the morning. I have trouble just doing the basic things like tidying up and stuff that I have never had trouble with in my life. You know, I've raised 3 children and, you know, I never used drugs. I was never a drug addict around my children. Like my oldest son, like when I did my detox last time, he was 4. That was the reason why I did it. I just feel like because I've been left in this limbo status, I have just given up on life, you know.
Have you been given any encouragement, any information as to when maybe these services might be available?
They said they're happy with me because of the urine tests and that. So they said that maybe I should be on the next rotation, but it probably won't be until July, you know. And I mean, look, to tell you the truth, I've let things go really badly. You know, the rented accommodation I'm in is in a state I've let things go really badly. My depression is just over. I mean, I'm not trying to use it as an excuse, but I have deteriorated very, very badly from the person who I was. I don't recognize myself in the mirror no more. In fact, I've actually got rid of every mirror in the house bar the mirror in the bathroom where I clean my teeth. I just don't want to look at myself no more.
This is a very genuine, heartfelt cry for help here, cry for those services that you believe can get your life back on track.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, look, there's not many people like me that actually just want to get off it completely. I mean, I know there's a lot of people wanting to do detox. A lot of them are being forced into that situation. But every chance is a chance, so everybody should be given that chance. Yeah. And that's the thing, really.
David, look, we really wish you the best, and we definitely will keep in touch with you, and hopefully these services that you're so desperate to avail of will arrive soon, and you will get word on them soon, because it's a very genuine cry for help for those services, and I think they should be available in this country to anyone who needs them. David, thank you indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast, and we will talk to you again.